gives without being worthy of it. So what Allah gave us tawfiq, what is our namaz, what is our hazri, what is our salatu salam? But Allah is kareem, His Nabi is kareem. And when a person reads Durood Sharif, it's some money, the place of making money. Come Saudi, you can get a job, top job, whatever it is. But if a person went there and he brought nothing from there. So here we have come, and what then, what can't we take from here? So may Allah Ta'ala bless us the adab of the place, etc. Inshallah. We color, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet, wa huwa hayyun la yamut. A person who reads that, 1,000,000 sawabs he get. So if you went to do shopping, you're spending 500 rand, 1,000, 2,000 rand, and you read this 10 times from it. You got your bank balance, but you haven't got your checkbook, you haven't got your credit card. It's there, but you're not using it. It's there to be used. So your neke helps you. So this, when we're going shopping, how much? So yeah, every minute, every second, just try and have durood on our tongues. Shortest durood of the cycle. These occasions, Ramadan Sharif, and we come for Umrah, we have free time. Then we should try and spend more time. We go in the Khanqah, spend time in the Hadith and try and do more. Now, the main thing is Amma. The person prepares the best soup in the world, which is so good that you don't get the flu when you pass. Enjoy. But the minute you have command, you have Nas, that I made today I made Ziyarat, I made this, then that is dangerous. But till you feel now, our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum has written that a namaz in which you get, so don't even ever think that I must get no wasawis in my namaz. Till they say, a person who got money, crooks are going to plan against him. When they know this house, oh, we know there is nothing here. They know the inside of the, we always say inside story. They got the inside story, in this house there is nothing. They're not going to come waste their time to come into the rob here.
وَيَجْمَعُ لَهُ مَنْ لَا أَقْلَ لَهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. In this ayat kareema of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ. The word tilka in Arabic grammar is to show far, something far, that death is the house. People, no accident, they just died. It isn't because of any sickness. How many people, hospitals are full of sick people, they are not dying. People who are outside in their houses who are healthy, they are dying. So maut is not that happens on its own. So it is by the command and hukam of Allah Ta'ala. There are some people who got 10 heart attacks. According to our thinking, the ayat should have been Alladhi khalaqa al-hayata wal-maut. That Allah created life and then death. But Allah mentioned maut first. The reason for that is that we have come in this world, Allah is reminding us not to love yet. Or, let us say, not to love it up yet. They should have thought, all are dying, they're going from their door, where are they going? Nobody is coming back from there. All are going there. When you go Qabristan, till today nobody came back again. All just going and nobody coming back. Where are they going? And then everyone has got full conviction in his heart. One day I'm also going.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ عرض عليه بالعشي الصافنات الجياد. In the previous ayats we read about where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had blessed Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam with the water that was given to them to drink, the food that they ate, the fodder, all that will be counted in good deeds. So this was also a great ibadat. But it so happened that he was so preoccupied with this ibadat that his other ibadat of asr namaz or whatever ma'amul he had of performing at that time, that he was khase. When towards the evening horses were presented and very good horses, horses, jihad, are the most special horses who stand on their hind legs and raise up their front. Jihad are those horses with long necks. Jihad are those horses that run at a lightning speed object. So then Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ حُبَّ الْخَيْرِ أَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي حَتَّى تَوَارَتْ بِالْحِجَابِ. تو بولا میں نے دوست رکھا مال کی محبت کو اپنے رب کی یاد سے یہاں تک کہ سورت چھوپ گیا اوٹ میں. He says that I gave preference to the things of this dunya return. فَتَفِقَ مَسْحَمْ بِسُوقِ وَالْعَعْنَاقِ. پھر لگا جھارنے ان کی پندلیاں اور گردنے. He started cutting their necks and their legs. That is, really it was not their fault, but they were the cause of him missing his asar namaz. Also here we should see how many of our namazes we miss, but we don't punish our, and for what reason? So that I can have one boy born who will be a mujahid. He wanted more mujahids, and his own sons, they will be the most loyal to him, and they will do his work the best. So with that he went and he met his 100 wives to have 100 boys born, hopefully. An angel, Farishta, came to him and he expressed, many people say, I don't need to keep a beard, I don't need to wear Islamic dressing, Islam is in my heart. That is not sufficient, that Islam must come out also, and people must see that you are a Muslim also. So just having, before eating we don't read Bismillah, we say we read it in our heart. No jihad anymore. The jinnat used to do his jihad and go and strive in the path of Allah. All his work, Allah had put the world at his disposal. Innaka antal wahhab, beshak tu hai sab kuch bakhshne wala. You are the one who is the greatest of gifters. You can gift me this honor that such a government of the sea also for him. Allah had given him such a government. Wa akharina muqarranina fil asfad. بہت سے اور جو ہم جگرے ہوئے ہیں بیروں میں. And many other jinnat also we had put under his control, and they were all subservient, they were fastened in chains, and because they very rebellious. Sulfa wa husna ma'ab, uska ہمارے یہاں مرتبہ ہے اور اچھا ٹھکانہ. And we had blessed him with a high position by us, and one of great love, and he was a great endearment to us. The all this was when he turned sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. So there are great lessons in this for us to learn, that jihad or any other into that place. And if a person is caught up in a place where there is an epidemic, he should not leave that place, run away from the epidemic. For some other urgent work he may leave, but because of fear of that epidemic he should not leave. And there are ayat of the Quran Sharif which discuss both situations. In one ayat, Allah Ta'ala, and do not throw yourselves by your own selves into destruction. Though the actual the meaning of this ayat and the occasion of its revelation was that when to go into jihad, etc., and you see the numbers are small, it appears that you are putting yourself into destruction. The general meaning, however, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his time of his khilafat, when he was the Amirul Mu'mineen, he went towards Syria, Sham. Hatta idha kana bi sarh, and then when he reached this place which is known as sarh, laqiya umara'ul ajnad, he met the amirs of the various Muslim jamaats that were going so well. They know deen and Islam very well. Yeah, we are taught a few things. One is that we should always, when there is a matter, consult with others, make mashura. Don't just make a decision on your own. And the other is, see with who you make mashura. People who will give you the right mashura, not people who will give you a mashura according to the will of Allah, that will take place. وَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ, and others said, مَعَاكَ بَقِيَّةُ النَّاسِ وَأَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Do not put into jeopardy, there are these other people who are with you, the tabi'een, etc., and also there are many sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum with you. And here is an epidemic, this group like the muhajireen. فَقَالَ اِرْتَفَعُوا عَنِّي, and he said, now you people may leave, you have given your opinion, you may leave. ثُمَّ قَالَ اُدْعُوا لِي مَنْ كَانَ هَا هُنَا مِنْ مَشِيخَةِ قُرَيْشٍ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرَةِ الْفَتْحِ. He said, now call for me the elders of the muhajireen and those people who made hijrat right at... بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب كراهة الخروج من بلد وقع فيها الوباء في فرار منه وكراهة القدوم عليه. There is an